Mira and Harper Audio present Flamingo Diner by Cheryl Woods, performed by Christina Traister. One. The July humidity was as high as it possibly could be without rain pouring from the sky. Despite recent power company improvements, another manhole had exploded just down the block in Washington's Georgetown area, shooting flames into the air and shutting off power to several blocks of boutiques and restaurants. Without air conditioning, fashionable memories felt like a steam room in one of those fancy spas their customers were always running off to. Emma wiped her brow and cursed the fact that today, of all days, 5 crates of antiques had arrived from an estate sale in Boston. Normally, she regarded the arrival of new treasures with the excitement of a kid on Christmas morning. But today, the unpacking seemed a whole lot more like hot, sweaty drudgery. And naturally, her boss was nowhere to be found. Marcel Davignon, who was about as French as country ham and grits, preferred spending money to the hard work of earning it. He left that to Emma. In fact, in the 5 years she'd been at Fashionable Memories, Emma had taken over most of the day-to-day operations of the high-end antiques business, while Marcel concentrated on acquisitions. For a woman who'd grown up in a small Florida town more prone to wicker and plastic, she had an innate ability to spot priceless pieces of old furniture, silver, and porcelain, and then sell them at a ridiculously high profit to the interior designers and bored Washington Society housewives who made up the bulk of their clientele. Today, with the temperature in the shop approaching 90, she could probably have gotten a better price for ice. Her friends here still marveled that a woman who'd grown up in Florida could have any complaints about the Washington summers. They didn't seem to understand that back in Winter Cove, power outages from outdated infrastructure weren't kicking off the air conditioning every couple of weeks. Just thinking about home made her long to hear the sound of her mother's voice. Rosa Killian had been born in Miami, but her parents had come from Cuba. Rosa had spoken Spanish before she'd learned English, and traces of the accent lingered, along with strong beliefs about family and principles of strict child-rearing. Emma had learned, at an early age, that her father, Don, was a much softer touch than her mother when it came to doling out punishment, especially to the daughter he adored. Emma sighed, thinking about how heartbroken he'd been when she'd announced her intention to leave Winter Cove to attend college in Washington, then stayed on to work for Fashionable Memories. Hurting her father was her only regret about the decision she'd made. Otherwise, it had been the exact right choice for her. She'd come into her own here, away from the watchful eyes of family and neighbors, all of whom thought they should have a say in her life. She loved Washington and the nearby rolling Virginia countryside. Being at the center of things in a city that hummed with excitement and power filled her with an energy she had never felt in the small Florida town where she'd been born. Winter Cove had its charms, but she'd felt as if she were growing up in a glass bubble, with everyone watching everything she was doing, every misstep she made. Here, she could make a monumental mistake and there were thousands of people who'd never have a clue about it. Not that she made that many mistakes. She lived a fairly sedate and uneventful life. No messy relationships, no wild nights, not even a speeding ticket. Sweet heaven, she was barely 26 and she was boring, she thought, with a sudden attack of dismay. Wasn't that precisely the fate she'd left home to escape? And wasn't that exactly what Marcel had been saying to her the week before when she'd turned down yet another blind date? She'd argued the point rather emphatically at the time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?